You know, it's obvious at this point that Israel ordered the hit on Charlie Kirk. But there's a really interesting perspective on what's behind all of this. And this was offered by, I think his name is Professor Jiang, of Predictive History. And it's a great channel. You should check out his work. He's on YouTube, although I don't like to promote YouTube. But he's on Rumble. He does interviews on a lot of other channels that are also on Rumble and Brighteon. So what he says is that the hardcore Zionists, and remember that Zionism is not synonymous with Judaism. So being a Jew does not make you a Zionist. Zionists are actually a minority of those of Jewish faith. And Zionists believe in an accelerationist philosophy, accelerating the world towards a series of events that they believe culminate in the end times apocalypse, which is when the entire world turns against Israel and goes to war against Israel. And Israel is very nearly destroyed, but then God appears to save Israel. Now, even though that's obvious nonsense, they believe it. And they believe it wholeheartedly. I mean, they've taught this for generations. They absolutely believe that the way to be saved by God is to first anger the entire world and to have Israel seen as, you know, the worst terror state, the worst genocidal state, the worst famine pushing state that's harming women and children and bombing apartment buildings and bombing hospitals and so on. That's why they do this in broad daylight. They know they're not fooling anybody. They're not trying to fool anybody. They know that it's not self-defense to obliterate Gaza City and to say, oh, there might have been, you know, Hamas tunnels under every single building, so we had to destroy them all. They know that nobody believes that, but they want the world to hate them because they think that God is going to save them. Now, importantly, the Zionists do not believe in Jesus Christ. They do not believe in Christ being their savior. They don't believe in Christ at all. And actually, some scholars believe that Christ was sent to the Jews as the prophet to save them. But instead of embracing him, they demanded that he be killed. And then he was crucified and killed. But that was at the request of the Israeli priests, the religious leaders of ancient Israel. They had Jesus killed, just like today they had Charlie Kirk killed. You know, and I'm not saying Charlie Kirk is Jesus, but they use death whenever it is appropriate for them, whenever they want to silence somebody, just like they silenced Jesus by killing him. But Zionists believe in using violence, in using murder and torture and rape in order to appease their God. And understand that the Old Testament, the ancient Israelites, they practiced animal sacrifice. And many Zionists still do today. They'll cut the throats of chickens and twirl those chickens around over their heads with blood flinging out. And they think that that is going to appease their God. Now, Jesus of Nazareth, he was strongly opposed to animal sacrifice, completely opposed to it. That's why he freed the animals in the temple and got angry with the money changers, etc. That's all part of the same scene of Jesus of Nazareth rejecting the ancient Jewish traditions of animal sacrifice, which are really rooted in demonic rituals. So animal sacrifice is a demonic ritual, and so is child sacrifice. And that's why, if you think about it, Zionists, especially those in America, are almost 100% pro-abortion, because they support the child sacrifice blood rituals. They also are carrying out blood rituals of child sacrifice in Gaza, with something like 40% of the casualties in Gaza being children. And that's all on purpose. These are child sacrifices to their God, which is not the same as our God. The God of the Zionists is none other than Moloch, Satan. That is their God. So when you wonder, why do they use murder? Why are they so deceptive? Why do they have tongues of serpents like Netanyahu? Why do they attract convicted criminals like Dinesh D'Souza to defend them? You know, what is it about being a criminal? Dinesh D'Souza admitted to being a criminal committing crimes against the United States of America. He was indicted by the Department of Justice and sentenced for his crimes. Why does he interview Netanyahu? Well, because like attracts like. So a criminal mind of D'Souza is attracted to the crimes against humanity carried out by Netanyahu. And both of those are dark, evil things that are, let's say they are congruent with Moloch and demonism and Satanism. They are anti-Christ philosophies. And Netanyahu, of course, despises Christ, but he likes to pretend, you know, he implies that he supports Christians in America, but you never hear Netanyahu invoking Jesus Christ, do you? And you never hear anyone in the Trump administration talking about Jesus Christ after they've been confirmed. Some of them mentioned Jesus, you know, before the election, but now that Israel is in total control over the Trump administration, they will never talk about Jesus because that's not allowed. That's the Zionists don't allow people to believe in Jesus or talk about Jesus. And again, why? Because the Zionists are worshiping Satan. They are a satanic death cult. And they literally have a death cult agenda, which is to get the whole world to turn against Israel and to go to war with Israel, which seems like that's on track. And then to have Israel destroyed, which also seems to be on track, at which point they think God is going to show up and save them. And they will cite chapters like Ezekiel 38 and 39. They typically, you know, they're not going to cite New Testament, you know, Book of Revelation. The Christians end up citing that more. But Netanyahu and the Zionists, you know, they'll cite Old Testament scriptures and prophecies by, you know, all the different prophets in the Old Testament, talking about the destruction and the saving of Israel. So understand, they are insane in thinking that God is going to reward them for slaughtering and sacrificing women and children and innocent civilians. But that is who they are. They are demons. They worship Satan, and they're wrong about thinking that God is going to save them. God is not going to save them. The actual creator of our universe is a God of love, not a God of torture and pain and suffering and death, which is what Israel is promoting, and Zionists in particular. So if you believe in a God of love, then you know that what Israel and Zionists are promoting is the opposite of that. They are promoting their God of death. Who is the God of death? That is Moloch. That's Satan, the opposite of God. So they may be right in thinking that if they kill enough people and they burn enough red heifers and whatever, and they destroy the Al-Aqsa temple and then rebuild their own new temple, they might summon Satan, who is their God. So when they say that God's going to come back and save Israel, they're half right, possibly, in the sense that they may invoke Satan to appear. But Satan doesn't win. Actually, Satan is defeated and destroyed, which means that Zionism will be defeated and destroyed because it is just a mask for Satanism. And the actual spiritual winner in all of this is the creative God of love, who is, I think, you know, best expressed in human form through Jesus of Nazareth, who, again, opposed animal sacrifice and opposed harming innocent people. And Jesus would never have supported what Israel is doing today. Jesus was not, you know, his nickname wasn't Genocide Jesus. No, it was the opposite. He would help the impoverished. He would feed those who needed food. And he even said, if you want to work with me and walk with me, you have to give up all your worldly possessions because we are about helping people and giving to people. We are not about collecting material wealth and just being wealthy at the expense of everybody else. Well, again, that's the opposite of what Israel and Zionism teaches today. And that's why it's so bizarre that Christians in America could possibly support Israel or possibly support Zionism, because Zionism is the opposite of what Christ taught and lived and preached, you know, and demonstrated. It's the opposite. So anyone who is actually supporting Israel or supporting Zionism is following an anti-Christ faith. That is, they are worshiping Satan. And that's why Israel is often called the synagogue of Satan. because that's exactly what it is. Today, modern-day Israel is a synagogue of Satan, and his leaders are rooted in satanic worship and blood ritual killings of children. And also notice that it's the Israeli-funded NGOs, such as HIAS, or the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, HIAS, that funded the illegal immigrant invasion of the United States and also of European countries as well. So the Zionist money is all about causing wars and disruptions and infiltration and overthrow and destroying Western culture, because that's all part of their apocalyptic end times cult belief system, where again, they think that God is going to come save them if the whole world turns against them. So as Professor Jiang explains, this is why Netanyahu is trying to be the most hated figure in the world. He's wanting to have the world's hatred. He's wanting to have Israel boycotted by every nation. He's wanting Iran to launch missiles at Israel. You know, he's wanting Hamas to fight, and Hezbollah, and Lebanon, and Egypt, and, you know, bring it on, Turkey. He wants everybody to fight and to nearly destroy Israel, because that is what their prophecy tells them. And of course, Netanyahu and all those who follow that are clinically insane. They've been brainwashed by an ancient death cult that also worships Satan, and they think that this is how things actually operate in the world today, and it's not. And what's actually going to happen is that Israel is going to be destroyed, and then it's just going to be destroyed. You know, it's like, no one's coming to save you, Israel, because you have proven yourself to be incompatible with human civilization. And imagine the shock among all of the cultists that when Israel is finally destroyed, they're going to be so surprised. How come God didn't save us? You know, how come all we got was these evil demons showed up, but God didn't save us? Yeah, because you're evil. That's why, to all the Zionists, God won't save you. God condemns you because you're evil, because you're liars, because you're serpents, you're deceptive, you harm children on purpose, you shoot them, you starve them, you kill doctors, you kill food aid workers, you are evil. And every person who supports Israel today, what it's doing since, you know, October 7th, shares in that evil. Every single person. And every single person that supports Israel will, of course, one day be judged by the actual creator, not the fake, you know, pretender of Satan that Israel worships, but the actual God, the creator of our universe, the God rooted in love and compassion and acceptance and in empathy and the values that make humanity a worthwhile species, you know? But Israel and Zionists share none of those. They do not have any of the traits that define humanity. They have no compassion. They have zero empathy. They have no fealty to the truth. They are willing to lie at every opportunity. They use deception as tools of manipulation, just like Netanyahu claiming, oh, Iran is going to have nukes that could reach America. That's why you got to go to war with Iran. You got to bomb them or they'll get you. Yeah, he says that about every 4 months, and it's always a lie. He's been saying it since the 1990s. And that's just the nature of Zionism. They are rooted in deception and psyops and lies and murder and violence. And so anybody who follows that is going to be judged harshly by the actual creator. Because, you know, you can imagine the real God saying, hey, this is not what I taught you. This is not, I mean, I sent you Jesus, you know. And to the Muslims, you know, I sent you Muhammad. That's what they would say. And Jesus and Muhammad actually had quite a lot in common in their teachings, and neither one directly promoted mass violence or killing or genocide of innocent people. Neither one. So the answer is actually quite clear here. If you want your soul to be in the clear, then what you need to do is reject Zionism, reject anti-human hatred, reject Satanism, reject Netanyahu, reject all the propaganda and lies and the harming and bombing of children. Reject all of that and instead embrace the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, And those teachings are rooted in love and compassion and truth, honesty, etc. To the extent that you do that, your soul will be fine. It's actually not that hard to get into heaven, as I've taught in some of my sermons, not that hard to get into heaven. All you have to do is be a good person, learn and read what Jesus taught, practice that in your life, treat other human beings with dignity, which Israel is incapable of doing, and you too can get into heaven. Again, it's not that difficult. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. And feel free to use my AI engine. It's free of charge. It's at brighteon.ai, and it can answer your questions about Israel and about history and about the Nakba and so on. It's actually got a lot of knowledge in those areas. So check it out, and thank you all for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.